When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our guy Joe Fortenbaum knows everything about sports. He's forgotten more about gambling than most people have ever learned, and he joins us as all our guests do here, thanks to Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Packers week, boys. All business. Packers week. Time to get right. Time to get focused. I'm sure everyone in Chicago very positive heading into this installment of one of the NFL's great rivalries. Let's get it together now.
It's been a positive week, Joe. You know Chicago. You know what's been going on. Let's get started. We don't have a lot of time, but let's get started with the NFL this weekend.
All right, so I'm going to start with the Bears. I'm going to be honest with you. The sharp money's on Chicago. I know people think that's crazy. Opened as a 6-point dog. It's getting bet down a little bit. The number is simply too high. Now, if it's too rich for your blood in terms of getting involved with this team right now, it's completely understandable. But if you're looking at Green Bay thinking this is a smash because the Bears are down, guys in Vegas, they're not looking at teams. They're looking at numbers. This number is too high. The Packers turn the ball over too often. Jordan Love's been sloppy. There's an opportunity there with Chicago. Pittsburgh +3. You take the underdog in the rivalry between Tomlin and Harbaugh. It's something like 26-3-3 since those two have gotten together. The dog cashes since 2015, 15-2-1 against the spread. Pittsburgh's at home. They're catching the 3. The Baltimore pass defense is the worst unit on the field. I would take the Steelers there. Cleveland +1. Yuck. They're at the Saints, but they're off the bye. They're fully healthy. Saints coming off that big win last week with the new coach. This is where teams tend to fall flat. Denver -2 over Atlanta. Falcons have a little bit of that Fugazi blood in them. Denver shows up every single week. They play very good defense. Knicks continues to get better. Denver should probably be laying the full 3 at home here. Seattle +6.5 over the Niners. Seahawks coming off their bye. They're in a situation where they're getting a little bit healthy. Spread's pretty big given how the Niners have performed this season. A lot of points for divisional rivalry. Chiefs +2. I think the game should be closer to pick 'em. The Butker injury worries me, but Buffalo's won 5 straight against teams that are like 16-31. None of them have a winning record. And then the Bengals Sunday night +1.5. This is the best offense the Chargers have faced all year. Everyone's talking about how great the Charger defense is. They're very, very good, but they're padding the stats. This is a big step up. So to recap, Steelers +3, Browns +1, Denver -2, Seattle +6.5. Chiefs +2, Bengals +1.5, and yes, people, I do lean Bears plus the points.
Wow.
That's beautiful. That's great. Do you have an opinion on Ohio State? They're playing here at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, so here's what's interesting about that huge number. What do they have after this week is what you want to look at.
Indiana.
Undefeated, huge game, huge point spread here. We're north of 28. I would be looking to Northwestern at 28.5 or better simply because if you're Ohio State, this game isn't really about the style points. It's about next week. Get in, get the job done, get out healthy. The committee already loves you. You don't need to blow out Northwestern. But along the same lines, I'd be looking at Penn State -28 over Purdue. Teams ranked 5-11, it is going to become a bit of a beauty pageant. Style points are going to matter. The Penn States of the world are going to want to run it up to justify their positioning. So I know that runs counter to what I said again about Ohio State, but it is a look-ahead spot, and they got to be smart, whereas Penn State needs to start piling it up because they're going to beat nobody of consequence this season. I'd be looking at Georgia -9.5 over Tennessee. Big bounce-back spot. Every report out of Athens is that Georgia's having a great week of practice. Tennessee quarterback's dinged up coming off the concussion protocol. Tennessee's offense has gone in the tank ever since they started SEC play. Kansas plus 2.5 over BYU. I think they spring the upset. Kansas is like 0-4 or 0-5 in one-score games this season. They're one of the unluckiest teams in college football. Meanwhile, BYU is one of the luckiest in college football. They're like 4-0 in one-score games. We're going to play the Jayhawks there. And then Texas and Arkansas over 57.5. That game has shootout written all over it. So to recap, Georgia minus 9.5, Kansas plus 2.5, Penn State minus 28, Northwestern plus 28.5, Texas, Arkansas over 57.5, and I love Florida over LSU. LSU just racked up their third loss of the season. Even though mathematically they can still compete for the SEC title, you come off the bye, you get hammered at home by Alabama. Three losses, it looks like the playoffs are done. This could be the ultimate flat spot. Florida's been playing well as of late this second half of the season. They took Tennessee to overtime. They walloped Kentucky. They fought Georgia hard with a third-string quarterback. I like Florida to spring the upset over LSU.
Wow, that's great stuff,
Joe. What about Tyson? What about Mike Tyson? I know.
Tyson, Jake Paul.
Come on.
Great question. This might be my favorite bet, to be honest, of everything. I'm glad you remember this. I didn't have it in my notes for you guys today. I was so fixated on how the Bears are going to kick the crap out of the Packers, I lost sight of everything else. This fight, I'm betting over 5.5 rounds.
Wow.
Over 5.5. Everyone's thinking knockout. Everyone's thinking this. They're thinking that. They're betting with their hearts on Tyson. Look at the rules for the fight. It is a huge ring. It is huge gloves, okay? Much bigger gloves than they use in this division normally. 2-minute rounds instead of three. All of the rules are designed for this fight to go deep, okay? If you want a first-round knockout, you don't have a huge ring with big gloves and 2-minute rounds. You have a 5-minute round with a small ring and no gloves whatsoever. So they're setting this thing up, in my opinion, for it to run deep. I think there's a feeling out period early. Again, only 2-minute rounds, over 5.5. Your boy likes that one a lot.
I got to tell you, I would love to see like a bare knuckle fight where Mike Tyson just hits that kid in the face several times.
I think everybody wants to see that.
Molly.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see that, Joe.
I want a bloodbath, Joe.
Molly, what would the good Lord say about this?
Oh, he'd frown upon me. But that wouldn't be for the first time.
It's been a long
time,
week, Joe. You got to understand a lot of frustration in Chicago.
Yeah.
Why don't we? How about we go for the knockout, the Joe Fornball knockout parlay? Mike Tyson and the Chicago Bears. How's that sound?
How about that?
Man, that sounds
you're
like
the best, Joe.
Yeah, you're just. You're
by the way, Joe,
catering to us.
Love the suit today. Looking great. Yeah,
thank you.
Love
this. Thank you.
Suit.
I appreciate it. You're a man of style yourself. You understand when you see a good look. It's a very good look on TV. Thank you very much. I do what I can. To be honest, I can sit here and bang my chest all day on it. It's my wife. She picks out all of it. Any day you see me on TV and you question the decision-making with the color schemes or the shirt or the pocket square, just know that she's out of town and I had to make the decision myself.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Love you, boys. Love you, Chicago. Go Bears.
How about that? You know, we're getting a Tyson Bears knockout punch.
Getting a parlay.
Oh, man.
Gotta love Joe.
Let's go.
Good
Joe's
stuff.
The best. All right. Molly and Haw.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.